there is a body of laws that dictates what has to happen between when a president is elected and when they take office. More importantly, there's a host of democratic norms that, if followed, will make that transition a smooth one. This year, though, many of those norms have been broken.
The Trump administration continues to block a transition to the incoming Biden team.
President Trump on tape pushing Georgia election officials to overturn his defeat.
Thousands storming the Capitol where a joint session of Congress was debating and working to certify the election as our democracy dictates.
Up till now, everybody has respected the right of the winner of the election to take office and cooperated in that transition. That peaceful transfer of power is actually really, really important for the continued survival and health of American democracy.
That's Bill Kackenmaster. He's a member of the Presidential Transition Index research team at the University of Notre Dame. Each week since the beginning of November, he and five other researchers have combed through federal documents and assessed a list of 46 variables. Those range from office space to training to transition funds, anything that might affect the quality of Biden's transition to the White House. The online report the team publishes every Monday provides a real-time look at how well the transition is going leading up to Inauguration Day. This is a first for the team, creating a data index that the U.S. electorate has never had before.
Nothing in the sense that we are doing has been done before. Our scores are contemporaneous rankings of transition smoothness. It's how smooth the transition is going at any given point in time.
The group also conducts surveys of media experts, former government officials, and other people familiar with the transition. Rachel Gagnon, another researcher on the team, says the survey helps capture less tangible variables, like information sharing or relationship building.
The qualitative study is the effort to bring nuance to each of these variables. Is this actually going to make a more functioning government? Is this going to increase transparency, accountability, all these things that we're really caring about?
It's that nuance that makes the study unique. For example, in the most recent survey, those experts the researchers surveyed perceived Biden's ability to address the COVID-19 pandemic to be negatively impacted by the state of the transition, even though most of the legal requirements for a complete transition had been fulfilled. Survey respondents also expressed concern about how the president's refusal to concede the election might radicalize his followers, foreshadowing the mob at the U.S. Capitol. Gagnon says even in less challenging years, it's important for the public to have that information.
People take this transition time for granted, but people really need to fight for these provisions to be met. This project is just making the data more accessible to the average person who might care about these issues but not know how to read a full law and understand what the law means.
Kackenmaster says without that understanding, the days of letting presidential transitions go unnoticed might be over. He says there's been a marked decline in the quality of American democracy in recent years, making it even more important for the public to advocate for an orderly transition. With that in mind, he hopes this first-of-its-kind index can be used as a baseline to track future presidential transitions and to help measure the health of future American democracies.
The peaceful transfer of power between presidential administrations is one of the hallmarks of American democracy. So it is really important not only to think about this transition, but to look forward into the next transition.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Gemma DiCarlo.